There are some changes, of course, that have been promulgated as far as laws that are regulating and governing refugees in South Africa. Dr. Christine Hobden is a lecturer in philosophy at the University of Fort Hare, as well as Isolomso Fellow at the Stellenbosch Institute of Advanced Study. Christine, lovely to have you on the show this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me.
I suppose before we comment about the impact of these changes to the law, let's understand what those changes are.
Sure. So there's both changes to the Act. So there's a new Amendment Act and the regulations that enforce that. And both of those have brought about quite a lot of changes. And I think there are changes that happen for different parties here. So in the first instance, asylum seekers who are still to come to South Africa or who are here but have yet to get refugee status, have quite a lot of new procedural requirements on them. There's some things around the time that you have in order to declare that you're seeking refugee status. There are new rules around dependence being a part of your application, new rules about study and work, and so on. Some of the changes that are in place for people who already have refugee status in this country are around things they might do that can put their status at risk. And these are some of the very controversial changes. You mentioned in the introduction some of them. So there's some rules around having to not engage with your home country's institutions or representatives. And I think there's an idea behind this that if you're seeking refugee status, you don't have protection from your own state, and so you need it from another new state. So you shouldn't be engaging with your home institution. But in reality, what that means is refugees or asylum seekers who might have gone to their consulate in South Africa in order to seek something like a birth certificate or marriage certificate, often needed for their application, are now going to be at risk of losing their status. And also, refugees who participate in any sort of political activism. So it's not violent activism, it's any sort seems to be included, both to do with things that might be happening in their home country and things that are happening in South Africa will also now be at risk of losing their status.
It all sounds a little bit too much, Christine, as if Parliament and I suppose this administration is, the word you use in the article you wrote in the conversation, overreaching somewhat. What would be some of the thinking for all this overreaching?
Yeah, so I certainly do think there's some sense of overreaching, and particularly I think that comes out when we look at the difference between the actual Act that's gone through the full procedure in Parliament and the regulations, which is from the Department of Home Affairs. They would have had to have done some public consultation on it, but ultimately it's the minister who puts these forward. And these issues of around political protest specifically only really come out in those regulations. They're not explicitly mentioned in the Act. So that does seem like this overreach on the part of the department. And some of my other work has looked at how the department has been doing this in the case of citizenship law as well. I think there is this underlying trend of trying to make South Africa for South Africans, reducing access in various ways. Officially, a lot of what's behind some of what we see in this new Act is a fear of fraud and abuse of the system. So when you're looking at I read some of the minutes from parliamentary committee meetings, they're often talking about trying to prevent bogus claims and fraud and abuse of the system. But it's not clear that is really as pressing a concern as they're putting forward, or that it warrants such strict action. And perhaps the final thing to say, when it comes to reducing political activism in the country, kind of suppressing political voice in that way, There's some sense in which this might be a response to pressure from other African countries who aren't so happy with the kind of space that there is in South Africa for political dissidents of their country to be based here and still speaking quite vocally about what's going on in their home country in other parts of Africa.
Which very much goes against the spirit of our constitution, is it not? I mean, the Bill of Rights, for example, which is the cornerstone of our constitution, gives voice to the ordinary South African and reminds the people privileged enough to be elected to political office that they are behaving, I suppose, on behalf of the citizens of this country. So how can we want to silence that voice for a fellow African who wants to make a similar noise about a dictator, for example, in inverted commas, that might be ruling the roost in the country of birth?
Yeah, precisely. So I hope in the future we'll see some constitutional challenges to the Act and the regulations. Precisely because, as you say, it very explicitly in our constitution gives everybody the right to assemble and demonstrate and to present petitions, kind of forms of political protest and activism, very clearly states belong to everybody. Whereas some parts of the constitution, not so many, precisely because we do have a very inclusive constitution, some parts of them are specifically for citizens, like voting. But if you look in the Bill of Rights, it very much says everybody. So I think there's definitely scope to say, kind of suppressing voice of people living within our country goes against our constitution. And I think the government's response is that some of those, you know, those states aren't officially deemed as so-called dictatorships, or, you know, their governments are recognized. But of course, there needs to be space for people to criticize their governments wherever they are currently living.
Towards the conclusion of your piece, you say that numerous submissions during the public hearings on the Amendment Act pointed to the fact that the best way to ensure a secure system, if security obviously is a concern for South Africa, which quite frankly it should be, that ensuring the secure system is through the efficient and fair implementation of existing laws. I'd like you to ventilate a bit more about that.
Sure. So I was really struck reading through those hearings, just how often the people who are working on the ground with refugees seem to be expressing that they didn't feel like these changes were needed in the law. There are a couple of things that they found helpful when the law came out, but on the whole, there was a sense that this was a very kind of costly and time-consuming procedure that wasn't focusing on the core issue, which is kind of a backlog of cases, real difficulty in actually implementing the legislation that we currently have. So this idea about security, I mentioned as well in the article, there's a sense in which the Department of Home Affairs is becoming more security related, and there are others who have written very well about this. But there's not, it wasn't clear from what those who are working with refugees are saying, that there is this very large threat of fraud and people trying to sneak through the system, and that our biggest concern should really be that there are people arriving to South Africa who are coming from places where they are persecuted, where they don't have their basic rights fulfilled, who are really struggling to get through the system. It's really taking many years for people to be able to finally get some kind of status, which allows them then to start to build some sort of life in South Africa and really eventually be able to participate in our democracy and vote and be a full citizen. We have cases of Zimbabwean or Angolan refugees who have been living in this country for 10, 15, 18 years, but still don't have proper secure status. And that seems kind of really very problematic for our democracy and for our belief in allowing everybody to have political voice, to participate in the rules that govern them.
Christine, thank you very much. It's an important read. It's titled South Africa Takes Fresh Steps to Restrict Rights of Refugees, published in theconversation.com. We'll share a link to it, obviously, this morning. Dr. Christine Hobden is a lecturer in philosophy at the University of Fort Hare, and as well as being the Isolomso Fellow at the Stellenbosch Institute of Advanced Study.